started. Let the record show that Terry Davis and Mike Walters are not here. I heard from Terry. I haven't heard anything from Mike. Kurt, we'll let you get started. Just give us a quick lowdown.
Jail, we're setting up the meeting for possible renovations over there. Detention home, bidding out some lock set replacements. Courthouse exterior is pretty well all done, except for the St. Louis Street door. They need to stain that and varnish it, so that has to wait till it warms up.
Winter slows you down, doesn't it?
Yeah, outside weather kind of does. So, working on requests for qualifications for engineering for the courthouse also. Take a look at the heating, cooling, and humidity and stuff.
And where am I? Any questions for Kurt?
Courthouse looked great. I noticed today it was the sun was on it when I was driving here, and it really looks great.
When the sun's on it, it looks pretty good.
Okay. Thanks, Kurt, for coming.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate the updates. We have no public comment. I don't see anybody. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes from last month's meeting? If so, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
So moved.
And a second?
A second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Purchases. We got a lot of stuff today. Let me get my paper squared away. There's a couple resolutions, and then there's some other purchasing requests with that, if you guys want to start looking at that. And are the bills? You've got the bills, guys. Okay. We'll get those started, and let's go to standing reports. Steve is not going to be here.
Right.
I've got the report. The detention center report should be in front of you.
Right.
Judy handed out for you.
Yes, Steve's at training today. He did want me to mention that they are moving forward on the capital monitors. It had been previously approved with capital outlay funds, and that he should have something for you to report on next month.
Okay, Judy, you're up.
I don't really have anything this month. From the probation perspective, new, we do have a purchase request out there in front of you. And just in case you had any questions, Timothy very graciously agreed to come along in case you had technical questions, because this is on our case management software, our upgrade licenses. So,
which is something you had, you're just upgrading to.
Yeah, in fact, we've had this system since about 1991, and, every year we do have to pay for the licensing for it. I think we've got, 83 licenses, I believe, and the system itself has to be, upgraded periodically, and this is a five-year upgrade that we're requesting.
Okay, so there's two parts to it. Their server's running 2003 servers. And then they call it, tracker calls it licensing cost. We know what his maintenance costs down in IT, so this is just a five-year maintenance thing where they pay the cost and they're able to do software.
So it's things we see in your committee all the time.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Any questions for Judy or Timothy? Thank you for coming in.
Sure.
Circuit Court? Yes.
Yes, I'm Terry Pacoldi. We have a thing in front of me there, too. We're getting 18 new court reporter chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Court reporters are sometimes in the courtroom for hours on end, and we've had some complaints about their backs and for things, so we try to get a chair that would best suit as many people as possible, budget adjustments, and they have not been switched out in November, so I've been in Chief Judge's office.
Michelle said that they brought in a sample for you to try out.
They brought a test chair, and we got them all tested out. And
good.
That's what we're doing today. And most of those funds are actually last year's funds. We've had some funds, and I asked them to put those in there.
Okay.
All the good things so that we can purchase these.
Okay. That's a purchase request if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Any questions about the chairs or anything?
What is the contraband kit? What is that?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's it.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get.
I'm happy to talk about that.
Okay.
Let's go with Sheriff Lincoln.
Do you have the jail report in front of you? That date is February the 2nd. The jail count has constantly fluctuated from that time. We went as high as 284. We went back down to 263. The next day we were at 283 again. So, countywide, there's a lot of arrests being made through the county jail. So, obviously, we're keeping a very close eye on that. Whenever it gets close to the 290 mark, the bells and whistles kind of go off and everybody starts being notified that we're getting close to that number. As Kurt mentioned earlier, there's a meeting next week about having some further discussions about the new jail renovations and how that's going to be phased in and what is going to take place there. We met with the architects a couple of months ago and let them know where the priorities lie as far as, let us just say, for instance, a fire suppression system and things like that. So that meeting will take place next week. I do add on answer any questions that anybody has. I'd like to introduce Director Bob Rizzi. He came on the sheriff's office with us in December. Bob's a longtime police officer in the city of Troy and Troy police chief for a number of years. Brings a wealth of information with him. And he's going to be the Director of Special Operations and Support Services. So just in case Bob would show up at a meeting over here to represent the office, so I could put a face with a name. But if anybody has any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them.
John, if somebody comes into jail just for an hour, wait, because somebody comes in close to Bob. He's considered an inmate.
Yeah,
he's in custody.
Right. He's booked in, and hopefully we can get him in and get him out, but sometimes... bond is slow and things of that nature.
I didn't know if they went into the county.
Yeah, they went into the system.
Okay.
I'm just curious. I know that we tried to get a new jail, and one of our main concerns is the fact that the sprinkler system, we don't have it. How do we keep the jail open since we're not actually meeting state criteria for that?
Well, that was one of the first things on my list was the fire suppression system, and that's the number one thing on our list, really, other than some infrastructure things, some deterioration of some pipes and things like that. But that's on the top of the list. I mean, we're going to have to address that rather quickly.
Yeah, so the state hasn't put a mandate of so many.
No, and we actually, knock on wood, I've only been back for a short period of time, and that we've not had a jail inspection since I've been back. But the jail inspections have been done yearly forever, and that has not become an issue at this point, but that will be addressed in this first phase.
Okay.
They wouldn't come in and they'd tell you you got to have it, but they'd give you some time. Why, right?
Right.
They don't say we want it in by 6 months from now.
Right, and there's a couple of things that need to be done prior to that in the event that, God forbid there was a fire, and obviously that would be the worst thing that could happen any place.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of things that I did notice in the original plan of some things that we could do in a certain area in the event that there was a small fire that we could usher people into the old rec yard where if the fire then did grow, then it wouldn't get over the top of the wall there. So that's one of the things that was discussed, that in the fire suppression system. Yeah. But if anybody ever has any questions, I'm in every day. And if I'm not there, Major Conner or Director Rizzi would be there to answer any questions that you might have.
If you had a major, if you had a fire where you were evacuating people or transferring, would you have a call-out list that you'd be calling extra personnel in?
Absolutely. There's an emergency operation plan that's in place in the event that for an evacuation of the jail, where we would take them, we'd use them as kind of transit buses plus whatever the... transportation vehicles that we have, and just, I would hope that we wouldn't get to that point, but there are different facilities that we can take you know, prisoners. It's obviously, it would be an all-hands-on-deck situation at that point where we would call in everybody along and then ask assistance from, you know, the state police and surrounding areas to, you know, obviously, you know, guard those prisoners while they're in an unsecure facility. Oh, we just bring them to your house.
I tell you what, John, when you fill up your house.
Well, I'll tell you what, when Amy starts death of my
Amy starts cooking for them.
No, that won't happen. We got two speeds on our stove, high and off.
Thank you, sir. Tom, you want to start, or Stephanie, which one?
I will.
Okay.
We have several items today that relate to the furtherance of the creation of our SAFE team. I haven't really been here to talk to you too much about that or talk to you individually about it. So I wanted to give you a little bit of an overview of why we're doing what we're doing, what the plan is. The Madison County SAFE team is an interstate highway drug interdiction team that's being put together. It's going to be directed out of my office, with the commander being Kevin Hendricks, who is a former Glen Carbon sergeant. He's been with our office and has been the chief administrator for a number of years, has extensive law enforcement qualifications, including the HK squad. And we're going to, what we're doing is we're putting together a team of experts for highway drug interdiction to remove drugs and the proceeds of drugs from the interstate highways. We've been having the Madison County Drug Task Force over the last many months, and one of the things that we learned from the task force from the DEA is the fact that almost every bit of heroin that hits the streets of Madison County has been through Madison County twice on the interstates. It comes up from the south, it goes to Chicago to the main distribution hub, and then comes back to St. Louis, where it's then distributed to Madison County. So we have two opportunities to catch it coming through here. There's a lot of heroin coming through here, and we want to add a force multiplier to what's already going on out there. There is not a lot of highway interdiction going on right now. Unfortunately, the state police budget has dwindled. Their personnel have gone away. Local departments are doing less and less of this. The DEA does have some interdiction going on, but it really, there is so much passing through here that needs to be addressed. That's why we're doing this. We already hired one nationally recognized expert as an investigator to the office. We're in the search for a second one. And then I'm very pleased to announce that we have two partners in our local law enforcement agencies. First of all, we have the Madison County Sheriff's Office. And what they're going to be cooperating with us, we're going to have a member from their team working with our team, and together we're going to be out there trying to take these drugs off the streets. We're also working with the Highland Police Department, and we have a very long-standing relationship with them, and they have a lot of resources that they can bring to bear for the problem as well. So together, our three law enforcement agencies are going to be out there hitting the interstates and trying to get this stuff off the streets. Today what we brought to you are some particular items that are part of the purchasing process. Essentially what we're doing is putting together a small police unit. We took delivery on Wednesday of a Dodge Charger, which is going to be one of our interdiction vehicles. We already have two Explorers. And so some of that stuff today is with that. I'll do the boring stuff first. In-car camera system, of course we have to have cameras. We have to have the ability to record all the stops, as much information as possible gathered for evidence, and then, of course, the in-car for interviews as well. Radar units, accessories, part of the process is running traffic, making sure people are following the traffic laws. Have to have in-car laptops, because those connect to the New World system and allow us to communicate with the Sheriff's Department, with other law enforcement departments on records, and to do reports. Let's see if what other boring stuff we have. We have the lights, sirens, mobile radios, all that kind of stuff. This has all been bid out, or it comes through with either state bids or sole sources. One of the interesting ones, which Robert asked about, was the contraband inspection kit. And if you've never seen one of these, and I hadn't seen one until about 4 months ago, it is, you know, it's like a big suitcase, basically. It's full of different tools and instruments that allow interdiction officers to locate contraband in the most unusual places stashed in vehicles. We've been going to a lot of training about drug interdiction, and what we find is hidden compartments are the main way by which they conceal the narcotics. And so we've got things like little small mobile cameras you can put down into a gas tank and look around without igniting the gas. It has to be a very specialized electronic device to put it into gas or into a gas tank. Things that can detect that you can swipe and detect for narcotics, all kinds of different cameras and sonar and all this crazy stuff. But what it does is what it allows us to see through the veneer of the outside of the vehicle or the panels on the inside, allows us to get into that and actually locate the places where they're hiding the drugs or the money. So it's a pretty sophisticated package of electronics, but in order to try and keep up with the bad guys, it's absolutely essential, because it's amazing how their skills and their process of hiding these things in vehicles has really got sophisticated. So that's probably the most interesting of all the items we're purchasing. But this is an ongoing process, and we're continuing to get things, of course, uniforms and all the other things, and eventually, you may even see some things related to canines, or who knows what. You know, this is a process that we're working together with the sheriff's office and with Highland, trying to put together the team to put the right people out on the street and get this job done. This is just one part of our effort against the heroin problem. We always like to say it takes treatment, education, and enforcement. I'm not a treatment provider. I don't have that expertise, but I think we need to support that. I do a lot of education, a lot of public education. A lot of our law enforcement officers do as well. But enforcement is one of the particular areas where we have the ability to do something, and this is something we need to do, because like I said before, every bit of heroin that's come into the streets in Madison County has already been through here twice. We've missed it twice. Mm-hmm. So we need to step up our efforts.
So you don't use canines, or you're not going
to... We will have to.
You will.
Yeah, that will be part of the process.
Because I was going to say, I know we have four in counts.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we'll, okay. We'll probably be working together with the different agencies, the sheriff's office, but other local departments at times. It all depends on availability. Mm-hmm. And for the departments that are participating and assisting with us, they have the ability to share in any proceeds of anything that's forfeited at that point. There are a lot of good department's officers and canines out there that are willing to assist.
Mr. Gibbons, as far as stopping cars, mm-hmm. they have to do something to give the officer a reason to stop
them? Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, they have to be doing either improper lane usage or
speeding,
some reason.
Yep, absolutely, yes. Yeah, there's not, this is...
I mean, because there's no way you will know until you stop them.
Nope, absolutely not. But, you'd be amazed what people who are transporting large loads of drugs would be willing to do when they're driving. It's shocking sometimes how bad their driving can be. But thankful, because that allows us to make contact with them.
Do you have canines go in to sniff cars at motels along the interstate?
That would be a department-by-department thing. I don't know if the departments are doing that. I know that there was some concern... a year or two ago about, things going on in hotel parking lots, so I don't know if that's been addressed, but that would have to be a particular thing for a department. They choose their policy, and depending on how proactive they want to be with that. My experience is that the local hotels and businesses cooperate really well with local law enforcement.
Any questions
it's important to note these are coming out of our forfeited drug funds.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, this entire program is being paid for by drug asset forfeiture funds that have already been seized in the past. This is not something that's placing an additional burden on taxpayers. We're not spending any taxpayer money. And we anticipate that as we continue to do asset forfeitures on these and other drug cases, drug houses and drug dealers, we anticipate this program should be a self-sustaining program. I shouldn't place any burden at all on taxpayers or on the general fund. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from Tom? Do you have anything to add?
Nope.
Okay. Do we have any new business? Any old business? I'm going to lump, we got two resolutions. We're going to do those separate, and I'm going to lump all these purchase requests together. We'll vote on them. We have the contraband inspection kit. We have the Latitude rugged laptop. We have an in-car camera system, a radar unit, and accessories. And then the 18 replacement court reporter chairs for the house, for the courthouse. I'll entertain a motion to approve these.
So moved.
Second. Liz?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Jamie? And I say yes. Okay, first resolution. This is the upgrade, the tracker server upgrade for Judy's office. $34,030. I entertain a motion for that.
So moved.
Gussie, second.
Second.
Liz?
Yes.
Gussie?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Jamie? And I say yes. And then the sign is $5. The other resolution is to install the lights and siren and mobile computer for the state attorney's new police car. I guess you took the $37,000 bid. Yeah. Over the 60, right?
Yeah.
It's over 37,000. Why would it be that big a difference?
I have no idea, but yeah. And these and this particular operation has a really good reputation.
That's nice. So,
$37,627 and change. Yeah. You have a motion?
So his name should
make
be
motion.
Second.
Robert made the motion. Second by Jamie. Liz?
Yes.
Gussie? Robert?
Yes.
Okay, we get those. The regular purchasing approvals, they've all been around. I guess it was signed by everybody. They have. I'll entertain a motion to accept these bills.
So moved.
Gussie, second?
Second.
Yes.
Gussie?
Yes.
Yes.
Jamie,
yes.
And I say aye. And make a motion. Sorry, make a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Debbie, do you have anything to add?
No, sir.
Okay. I don't want to ignore you.
That's okay.
All in favor?
Susan and purchasing.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
They're the ones.